This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Exit poll showed on Sunday Marine Le Pen's far-right National Rally Party won the first round of parliamentary elections in France, but the final result will depend on days of hard bargaining before the second round of voting next week. Reuters correspondent Chris Dignam reports.
A week of tough political decisions now lies ahead. In the past, center-right and center-left parties have teamed up to keep the National Rally from power, but that dynamic is less certain than ever. A longtime pariah, the far-right National Rally is now closer to power than it has ever been. Le Pen has sought to clean up the image of her party. Known for racism and anti-Semitism, her efforts appear to have worked amid voter anger at Macron, the high cost of living, and growing concerns over immigration.
Reuters correspondent Chris Dignam. Authorities in northern Nigeria said on Sunday female suicide bombers targeted a wedding, a funeral home, and a hospital in coordinated attacks that killed at least 18 people. Another 30 people were wounded, many seriously. No one immediately claimed responsibility for the attacks. Borno State has been heavily affected by the Boko Haram Islamic extremist insurgency. It has used women and girls in suicide bombings in the past. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said again on Sunday his stand that Israel will not stop its war until it achieves its goal in what he says will be its victory over Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Israel's forces advanced further into a neighborhood in northern Gaza and also pushed deeper into western and central Rafah in the south, killing at least six Palestinians and destroying several homes, residents said. This is VOA News. The United States continues pushing for an Israel-Hamas peace plan involving regional intermediaries, Egypt and Qatar. VOA's Arash Arbasani has more.
At a cabinet meeting Sunday, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu explained what he called the sacred task of freeing hostages, as well as delays to a peace deal. But for many Israelis, that's simply not enough, as thousands again gathered in Tel Aviv demanding elections to remove Netanyahu amid calls for greater action to return hostages taken on October 7th. Arash Arbasadi, VOA News.
Thousands of Jewish ultra-Orthodox men on Sunday clashed with Israeli police in central Jerusalem during a protest against a Supreme Court order for them to begin enlisting for military service. The landmark decision last week ordering the government to begin drafting ultra-Orthodox men could lead to the collapse of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's governing coalition as Israel wages war in Gaza. Military service is compulsory for most Jewish men and women in Israel. Ukraine's president on Sunday appealed to the West to relax targeting limits into Russia as Moscow's glide bombs hammer the front line, AP correspondent Karen Chavez reports.
In an online post, President Volodymyr Zelensky said that Russia had dropped more than 800 glide bombs into Ukraine in the past week alone. Zelensky said Ukraine needed to be able to strike more military targets inside Russia to stop the attacks on Ukraine's front line. Glide bombs are heavy Soviet-era bombs fitted with precision guidance systems and launched from aircraft flying out of range of air defences. The bombs weigh more than a ton and blast targets to smithereens, leaving a huge crater. I'm Karen Chamas.
Former Bolivian President Evo Morales is accusing his political ally-turned-rival, President Luis Arce, of deceiving the Bolivian people by staging a, quote, self-coup last week. He claims it was to earn political points among the electorate. The claim marks a sharp downturn in an already fraught relationship. Morales was initially among the country's most powerful voices to say that approximately 200 members of the military who marched on Bolivia's government palace alongside armored vehicles on Wednesday had attempted a coup. But on Sunday, Morales joined others who contend Arce himself orchestrated a quote-unquote self-coup to win the sympathy of Bolivians at a time when his popularity is extremely low. Download the VOA News mobile app from the Apple App Store or Google Play, or find us online at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.